St. John Missionary Baptist Church, the church that integrates faith with living. Now here's Pastor Taylor. When God gives you favor, 1 Samuel chapter 18, verses 1 through 9 and 28 through 30.
And Saul don't like the lyrics. And the women saying to one another, celebrated, Saul has struck down his 1,000, but David his 10,000. Now, before I even go on to what the song does to Saul, let's just listen to the lyrics of the song. One of the problems I got with the song is this. Saul out, forget the results of what the song do. One of the problem with the song is not what's in the song, it's what's left out the song. God ain't no way in it. And when I look at the standard for what songs ought to be like for the people of God, I go to Psalms. And when I look at Psalms, what the Psalms are going to do is when it comes to a victory, when it comes to a fight, when it comes to a challenge, guess what? It ain't going to be about, yeah, you might bring the person up, but it's like the person being used by God. So the thing that's missing from the song is God, and they made it about people. And see, once you make it about people, we can't do nothing but fight. I wish I had a witness. Let me do it again. When you make it about people, you have set yourself up to fight. All right? Because it becomes what this person can do versus what that person can do. But see, if you want to kill all that, you make God the subject. And it's not about what I can do versus what they can do. It's about what God does in spite of us. That's what favor is about. Now, they sing in the song. And notice what happens in the key of competition. He bites the bait. Saul gets mad. Verse 8. And Saul was very angry. And this saying displeased him. He said, they have ascribed to David 10,000 and to me ascribed thousands. And what more can he have but the kingdom? And because he's already stuck and centered on himself, he bites the bait and goes on. And now he's a hater. Matter of fact, look at verse 9. And Saul eyed. This is the resentment I was talking to y'all about. And Saul eyed David from that day on. The word eyed there is like a word for marked. From that day on, David had a death sentence over his head. It wasn't just, I'm looking at you. No, it's like, I'm looking for a way to kill you. Y'all think I'm making it up? For real? Y'all think I made that up? Okay, well, look at verse 10 then. The next day, a harmful spirit from God rushed upon Saul, and he raved within his house while David was playing the lyre, and as he did day by day. But this particular day, Saul had a spear in his hand, and Saul hurled the spear, for he thought, I will pin David to the wall. Y'all remember pinning the tail of the donkey? Saul said, you're going to be the donkey today. And he throwing, that looked like somebody trying to kill. And David here trying to play his music, and the music, and you know, they bring David in, say, okay, hey, y'all, so, hey, Saul tripping again. Man, go on there, give him a little medicine. Go on, play the music, because he usually calm him, you know. Go on, pull a Al Jarreau, little Kirk Whalum or something, man. Play something, this dude tripping. David goes in there, start playing, but it don't work no more. Matter of fact, the Lord's judgment is on Saul. So Saul had, and see, here's the thing. Saul got the position, but he ain't satisfied. So all y'all talking about favors about a position, I'm going to get to that in a minute. Look, this text is saying you can have a position and lose your mind. What's the purpose of gaining it all, but you done lost who you are? So favor ain't about getting to another place, because Saul got the place, but he ain't got his head. I wish I had a witness here. So he goes here, and he loses it, and they bring him in, and now he's trying to kill him. And Saul moves from, this is where he moved, from competitive, then he moved to crazy, and then he moved to conniving. I ain't doing it just because I needed some C's. This really was going on in the text. He started with competitive. Number one, they saying about more about him than they saying about me. And by the way, that's what gets a church in trouble, when you stuck on numbers. When you determine the success of what you're doing based on numbers, numbers in the pew, numbers in the pocketbook, and all of that, and once you stuck on numbers, Satan got you. Because now, if it's about numbers, then I got to, what's the next thing I got to do? If I'm going to act like Walmart, sorry. If I'm going to act like them, then I got to go, what's the next thing you do? You're going and looking at what? The competition. And it becomes about what I got versus what we have and all that. And then my church becomes Burger King. That church becomes McDonald's. Instead of us seeing ourselves as the body of Christ, when somebody leaves this fellowship to go over there, or somebody leaves that fellowship to go over here, we feel like it's a loss rather than what God had for them here is wound up. And now God got something for them over there. But because you see yourself as Burger King, because you're looking at yourself through selfish eyes, you counting stuff, and God said, I ain't counting all these numbers. It ain't about that. It's about what I'm doing in spite of you. Yeah.